and welcome to your daily dose of Darren Discloses. That's right, it's me, Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. And today I'm going to be disclosing how you can become a voiceover artist. And this is something that a lot of people want to do. And especially with the global pandemic right now, people can't seem to, a lot of people have lost work and a lot of people can't leave their house to go to work. So for people who are voiceover artists, many of them work from home anyway. So this could be something that you can do for yourself. This is something you could develop and learn to do, to offer yourself and as a service, as a voiceover artist to the world. So maybe there's something in it for you. Maybe not. Maybe you've already trained to be an actor and you want to dip your toe into this area. Whatever it is, here's 7 key steps that you can take in order to become a voiceover artist. 1, and this is going to be completely obvious, but in order to be a voiceover artist, you need to have a voice. So what is having a voice? Having a voice is not just being able to vocalize words, but you need to be clear and you need to be articulate. And you need to be relaxed. Relaxation is key in everything I teach because it just means that you're settled in yourself, and having a voice is basically knowing more about yourself, being comfortable with yourself, and being comfortable speaking as well, and being comfortable listening to yourself. So it's not just the ability to speak. Having a voice is being willing to share yourself, because when you're speaking on a microphone, you are sharing yourself. And I'll come to why it's about you in a second. These are all going to flow together. So this leads me on to the second part, practice. If you don't speak very often, then you're probably out of touch with speaking and you don't have the muscle built up there to be able to perform using it. So what you need to do is practice speaking. And the best way I can suggest anyone who wants to get into the voiceover world starts practicing is to pick up a book or a newspaper in whatever language it is you're going to be becoming a voiceover artist in, and just speak. Practice daily. Consistently speaking aloud. Take anything and just read it aloud openly. You don't have to do this in front of anyone, you can do it to yourself, but it's really good if you could record yourself, because this way you can hear back and listen to yourself and self-analyze and realize what's working and what's not. Practice speaking, it's really that simple. Of course, I want you to do lots of work on your body, as you'll get from all of my videos, and I also want you to do lots of articulation exercises, because this is going to help brighten and tighten the sounds you make as you speak and pronounce words. So that way, when you do get to the microphone, you don't have to overemphasize things. It'll be natural and relaxed. So practice doing this. 3, get a decent microphone. Now, you don't have to have a microphone because you don't always be working from home, but I'm suggesting that to be a voiceover artist in 2020 and beyond, you're going to need to have one, because most of the work you do will start being at home, and a lot of people don't use studios anymore. There's so many libraries out there in the world that are taking on artists because they have a home studio, that this is going to be an investment for yourself. Let me just show you my microphone. 1 second. Yeah, sorry about that. I should have been more prepared. But this is the microphone that I use for my voiceover work, and it's lasted me very well. It's got a dent in it there where I was recording someone's voice once, and they tried to adjust the mic stand and they knocked it over and it damaged the thing, but it's still going strong. This is a Sennheiser MK4, and it's done me, it's lasted so well. It's really strong, it's really dynamic, and it's brilliant for voiceover work. So this is on the cheaper end, about between £300 and £500, I believe. That's gonna be more elsewhere. There are cheaper microphones that do the job just as well, that will pick up your voice very well. You have to do your research on microphones on the internet, really, because I've been so happy with this, I have not really had to go out looking for others. But of course, when I've recorded my voice in the studio, they've used much better, like Neumann microphones, which are really expensive and really kind of top quality. But I can't afford one of those, and I doubt most of you can either, especially if you're looking to get work. So invest in a microphone, pay what you can afford. You can pick one up, maybe secondhand, for between £50 and £150, and you can get a really decent microphone for that. So don't be disheartened, you can get the stuff. Tip 4 is also get a mic lead software package for your computer. If you haven't got a computer, get a computer to put the software package on. Of course, you can get these for free. GarageBand is a good one you can use if you're a Mac user, but if you've got a bit more money, you know, put the money in and maybe get something like Logic, which is able to give you a lot more scope, but you don't really need to have too many effects, because most of the time any after effects and compression and delays will be put on by the person who's asking for the voice, and they just want you to record it. But yeah, so there's free packages out there. Again, do your research. You will also need one of these. This, maybe not this one particularly. So this is an audio interface. Some people call it a sound card. And what happens is your mic goes into here and then gets transferred into digital sounds and then passed through of another lead into your computer. This one uses a USB, and it's really good. This was done me very well. I've had this for 12 years, I think. I use a mixing desk now, but this is brilliant. This is like a backup now. I use the other one as the main one, and this one I'll go back to if I ever need it. But these are pretty cheap as well, and you can pick these up probably secondhand in good working order. So a microphone, mic lead, computer and the software, and an interface so you can get the sound onto your computer. That then you will be set up to record. But before you get to recording, you need to start not only practicing speaking and using your voice, but you need to listen to other people. You need to listen to the professionals. You need to listen to people who've done it already. I want you to start listening to commercials. Don't just skip through them or ignore them. Actually, consciously spend the effort of listening to what they're doing and how they're speaking and the way that they deliver words. All different kinds of commercials. And it's going to be interesting for you to learn about this, because as you're developing and as you're learning to become an artist yourself, you will then start to figure out from recording and practicing yourself where your voice itself might sit in the world. So don't just listen to commercials. I also want you to pay attention to documentaries, like nature documentaries, wildlife programs, anything that someone is using the voice to talk about image rather than like me being straight in front of the camera. Here's an example of a job I done on a documentary.
Traces of the most recent disaster to affect the Northern Hemisphere, the Ice Age, have mostly become buried under vegetation and layers of soil, but not quite everywhere.
And here's another one of me doing a commercial.
Taste the new Battery Blueberry.
And I'm sure you've seen some of the ones I've done of character voices as well.
Well, I'd like to know exactly what kind of person leaves a child stuck in an elevator. Buffoons, the lot of you!
There's always someone waiting at the corner of the road to tell you where to go. You should follow their advice.
This year, a new terror will arise.
Listen here, sonny. You got a serious problem with your hearing. You understand me now, buddy?
As the cat was torn from the venue, it got rather rowdy and raucous indeed.
So yeah, listen to storybooks, like narrative audiobooks. Listen to the voices on those. Don't worry too much about cartoons. I suggest, if you're just getting into this, that's such a specific thing. And it's usually happens to people who are already well in, you know, in the business. So I wouldn't worry about creating loads of different voices. I'd think about getting yours right first. Play around and listen to it as much as you can, really conscious. Write notes as you're recording yourself, write notes about yourself, and start to develop an idea about where you fit into this world of voiceover. And you'll be surprised. Sometimes it might not be where you thought it would be. And it might just so happen that you're really great at creating character voices, but it's really good to know who you are first and what your natural voice is, because that's what's going to give you most of your work. And so it's best to monetize on that. 6, record some demo reels. So once you've done your research and you're doing your daily practice and you've got to the point where you believe that you're ready to start sharing your voice and getting some work, you need to record demo reels. Now, my suggestion is still today as it was before, to record 3 different ones. And you don't really want more than 30 seconds for each one, because people don't have the time to listen to them. I'd say you'd want one between 20 and 30 seconds of commercials, one between 20 and 30 seconds of documentary, and one between 20 and 30 seconds of narrative storytelling type of one. So that's why you do your research, that's why you practice. And once you find commercials or documentary style or stories that you think fits your voice, because that's what you've heard other people do, write them down, take them aside, and re-record them yourself. Put them together into this 20 or 30 second sections, and then, step 7, send it to everyone. Send it everywhere. Send it to every agent out there. and send it to every library out there. There are hundreds, if not thousands, around globally that will give you work from working at home with the equipment that you are going to invest in for yourself. And the work is there. I get regular work from different places all around the world, from Sweden, from LA, from here in Finland, and back in the UK as well. So it's, you never know where you're going to get your next job from, you never know where it's going to come from, you never know how people are going to remember you. But if you're not out there, if you don't have a reel, you've got nothing to share. A lot of companies will ask you to record something specifically for them, so do that. But some people don't, and they might just want you to send something in, so it's good to have these prepared and ready. You don't necessarily have to have music in the background of them either. In fact, some people don't want that anyway. But if you are able to maybe source somehow some copyright-free material that's suitable to go behind your voice, make sure your voice is loud enough to be heard and it's just quite low in the background. So that is my 7 tips for you to learn how to start becoming a voiceover artist. Have a voice, know what your voice is, practice using your voice, listen back and record yourself, listen to other people and what they do, get yourself a decent microphone, an interface, computer software and a mic lead, of course, because you need that. Record your voice reels and then send them out to everyone, and before you know it, you're going to be starting to get some work and some money in. So that was Darren Discloses for today. I hope that's been useful to you. Please come and leave a comment in the boxes below. Say hi, ask me a question. If there's anything you're curious about the voiceover world, or just being an actor, or just using your voice in general, I'm here to answer your questions and talk. Come to my Instagram account if you want to actually chat. I'm going to start doing live chats really, really soon. So I want to build up a kind of a network and a community of people who want to talk, and actually one-to-one, and that's a great place we can do that and share ideas and talk live and share that with other people in this community so they can learn too from it. So come and join me there. Subscribe here if you haven't already. Hit the notifications bell so you know when the next video is coming up, especially if you've asked me a question. Share the love. Thank you for joining me. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. And until the next time, look after your voice.